Hello and welcome to episode 19 of Ask the Professor. This is actually a very special episode of Ask the Professor because I'm recording this in Washington, D.C. at the 76th annual NBS AERO National Electronic Media Association Convention. So this is scarier than usual because usually I've gotten to know my students by the time this rolls around. I don't know any of these people. Well, I know what. But so we'll see what kind of questions they have, but you know the rules. They get to ask me anything, and I have to tell them the truth. So let's open it up to the crowd and see what questions they have to ask the professor.
Corey Zimmerman from Bloomsburg University of Pennsylvania, and my question is, how long would you recommend the podcast file to be so that way it stays small enough where, you know, certain people can download it?
I would say in terms of length, it needs to be as long as your content needs to be. You can control the file size, like I said, by, you know, maybe going FM quality instead of CD quality or mono instead of stereo. Like I said, they say that 25 minutes is the optimal length, but there's absolutely no reason it can't be longer. Our movie review podcast, the episodes range from 35 minutes to an hour and 10 minutes. And, you know, we've got 138 subscribers so far, I think. So, you know, it basically for that one, it should be as long as it needs to be for whatever it is that you want to talk about. Okay, another question.
Dylan Olson from Western Kentucky University. What thoughts were going through your head yesterday during when the shooting started?
Since you teach there.
Yeah. Basically, we ended up with a Facebook message thread that was about 15 of us from Central, some alums, some teachers, some students. And the one thing I said was, I keep going back and forth between pissed off and scared and sad. Because, you know, I wasn't over Parkland. And now it's happening at my school. And I'm here, so I can't even delude myself into thinking that I could help somehow because I'm geographically way far away. So basically, the first thing that went through my head was I need to check and make sure that my people are okay because we didn't know what was going on. We just knew there was a shooting. Once it started to come out that this was a kid who shot his parents, that put it on a little different footing because then it wasn't quite the same as Parkland. It wasn't somebody just wantonly shooting anyone they came across. It started to look like this was a very targeted, deliberate shooting and that maybe it wasn't such a danger for the rest of the students and faculty and staff. So, and they caught the guy. 12:50 this morning, they caught the guy. Apparently, somebody on a train looked out the window and saw the kid from the window of the train and called the cops. Stranger things have happened, but yeah. So I was my chapter president is here, and she was doing the social media coverage for our television station back at Central. And so she was in my hotel room and the two of us were sitting there going through every media outlet we could find and talking to people and listening to the Isabella County scanner to hear what was going on and, you know, trying to get as much information as we could out there for everybody else. So it was a good way to stave off the shell shock, actually feel like you were doing something. Okay, another question.
I'm Braxton Harris from Norfolk State University. Earlier in this your discussion, you mentioned how podcasts are starting to become everywhere because of the availability in cars. Do you think that people will prefer podcasts more than radio? And do you think that on-air personalities on radio will start to make that transition from radio to podcasts?
Short answer, yes. I think that people already do prefer their own chosen content versus listening to the radio. Whether that be putting your own music playlist together and taking it with you. Oh, I'm talking to the wrong end. Or downloading podcasts and listening to them. One of my co-hosts on the movie podcast works about an hour and 45 minutes away from where he lives, so he's got a pretty lengthy commute. He downloads podcasts and listens to them on the way there and on the way home. And, you know, people listen to them while they're jogging, while they're walking their dog, while they're doing chores around the house, while they're traveling, whether it's in the car or a train or a bus or a plane. It's the idea that you can choose what you're going to hear versus radio, where you kind of get what you get. But one of the things that I've seen happening is a lot of the radio announcers are starting to do podcasts as well. So they'll do their shift, and then they'll record an episode of a podcast that they can put out that people can then listen to if they missed, like, the morning show. So you're sort of seeing a fusion of both media forms happening instead of one sort of replacing the other. So I think that podcasting is a great medium because it can be the only thing, or it can be a supplement to one of the existing media forms. Does that answer your question? Okay, excellent. All right, I'll take one more. Let's go over here in the back.
Lisette Hernandez, Sam Houston State University. My audio professors always put it like audacity, audacity, audacity. I personally don't like it. What's your take on audacity?
Audacity is great if you can't afford Audition. If you can afford Audition, use Audition. Audition is better. In terms of, you know, the idea that this is podcasting for free, Audacity's free. And it's not the greatest program in the world, but especially for podcasts, like something like this, all I'm going to be doing when I edit this is editing out where I walk around to whoever's talking. So I'm basically just taking little bits out, and then what's left is what's going to go up on iTunes. So while it's not perfect, it's free, and it's good enough to do the job. So I would say, if you're on a budget and you want to do something like this, Audacity is definitely the way to go. All right, that's it for episode 19. I didn't even know I was going to do an episode 19 until I got here. But that's Ask the Professor from Washington, D.C. See you next time.